Okay, so quite a few of you know me from National Camp and other areas, but there's quite a few people that I don't know. So I'm Ruth Beale, and I live in Lower Hutt, but to you Aucklanders, that's probably part of Wellington. Thank you for inviting me to come and speak this weekend. Now, I know your topic for this weekend is missions, and I suppose that's why you asked me to come, because I was a missionary in the Philippines some years ago. So I wanted to start off and ask you a few questions about missions. And the first one is, what is a missionary? Amanda? To? Yep, to everybody, every creature. Well done, that's great. So who can become a missionary? The person sitting next to you, oh, very good. Yeah, you were watching the video, weren't you? Give me an example of a missionary in the Bible. Come on, we must have some Bible college students. Somebody who's... I've got somebody down the back of me. Oh, yeah, who's...
Paul and Timothy.
Yep, Paul and Timothy, yep. Okay, do we have to go overseas to be a missionary?
No.
No. Who was the most reluctant missionary in the Bible?
Jonah.
Jonah, well done. And name some home missions. Name some home missions. Well, I think CFFD is probably one of them. Yeah? YWAM? Any others? Malcolm? Yeah? So there's lots of things that you can be involved in here at home. You don't have to go overseas. Now, I'll share with you my experience of the Philippines in the session tomorrow, but tonight I just thought I'd introduce myself and tell you a little bit about myself. I was brought up in a Christian home, and my parents were very interested in missions. In fact, both of them were missionaries before they got married, when they were single. And so we had lots and lots of missionaries staying at our home when I was a child. So I knew heaps about missionaries and what they did. I've been a Christian for 46 years. I joined the Wellington CFFD branch in 1985, and so I've been involved with CFFD for 30 years. I was a missionary in the Philippines in 1995, and I've run the PCFFD sponsorship program since 1996. And tomorrow I'm going to ask you these questions to see how well you are listening. I've been involved in Bible in schools, girls' rally, Sunday school for over 20 years, and I am married. My secular job was working as an administration support person at Hutt Hospital, which I've done for the past 8 years. So there you go, there's a little bit about me, and tomorrow you'll hear more about what I did in the Philippines.